In this bulletin, Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout on track for the end of February. Federal authorities confirm they're reviewing state and territory hotel quarantine programs. And in sport, plenty of mixed emotions on show on day two of the Australian Open. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Federal health officials say Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout remains on track for the end of February, but will not put an exact timeline on it. The first doses of the Pfizer vaccine will arrive in Australia in coming weeks. The plan is for Australia to receive 20 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine before the end of the year in weekly deliveries. Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says his schedule aims to avoid vaccine wastage.
We don't want a lot of vaccines sitting around in warehouses, so we'll be looking to roll out particularly for those most priority populations that people all know about now as soon as we can. But then on the third week, we'll be going back to those same people to give them their second dose. Particularly with the Pfizer, that's really important, that three-week interval.
Mr. Kelly also said the Therapeutic Goods Administration approval process for the AstraZeneca vaccine is underway.
That is continuing to progress through the approvals process with the TGA. This is a very good vaccine. It's very safe. And once it goes through those processes of safety, quality and efficacy, we will be able to look to roll out that vaccine as well, subject, of course, always to the TGA advice.
The Australian Health Protection Principal Committee is reviewing the state and territory hotel quarantine program. It has already implemented pre-flight testing for returning travellers and improved transport methods in light of recent COVID-19 transmission in hotels in New South Wales, Victoria and Western Australia. Authorities are not considering changes to the two-week duration period. It will remain at 14 days, but are encouraging new measures to strengthen the current system. Facebook has announced it will expand the list of false health claims it bans from the social media platform to include false claims about COVID-19 vaccines. In a statement, Facebook said loose claims about coronavirus and vaccines, such as that COVID-19 is a man-made virus or vaccines are dangerous and cause autism, would be removed. Such claims are already prohibited in advertisements on the platform. However, now monitoring services will remove groups, pages and accounts that repeatedly shared false health claims. To coincide with Safer Internet Day 2021, Westpac has announced new measures to make digital banking safer for customers in a bid to block abuse via digital transaction descriptions. New data shows swear words, abuse and threats of violence were recorded in 2,500 payments transactions in the past 4 months, the most prevalent being domestic violence threats. Westpac Customer Solutions' Lisa Pogonoski says new measures will give customers the ability to report abusive messages and block inappropriate language from outgoing payments.
It is both shocking and unacceptable that people would use payments messaging to harass and intimidate others. And so we think these steps that we're taking today will be really important in stamping out this behaviour and protecting our customers.
To sport, and Chris O'Connell is the sixth Australian to progress to the Australian Open second round after defeating world number 37 Jean-Lennard Struff in straight sets. Victoria Azarenka suffered a shock defeat in the first round of the women's draw, losing 7-5, 6-4 to Jessica Pegula. Paula Badosa, the only Australian Open player to contract COVID-19 in the lead-up to the Grand Slam, has been knocked out in the first round after losing a three-set thriller to Russian qualifier Ludmila Samsonova. American Sofia Kenin admits she will have to find a way to manage her nerves if she's going to be the first woman in 5 years to successfully defend a Grand Slam title. The American wasn't completely satisfied with her victory over local wildcard Madison Inglis.
Obviously some nerves coming in. It's obviously nice to get the win, and you know, I obviously love the court. I have great memories, so it was a little bit emotional, but try to handle my emotions. Yeah, it was quite hard on myself today, and you know, quite annoyed. You know, obviously first match at a slam is never easy, and she's playing a defending champion, so of course it's you know, she's more loose.
Let's take a look at Wednesday's weather now. Partly cloudy, 23 for Perth. A hot, sunny day for Adelaide, a top of 35. Humid and sunny in Melbourne, 31. Sunny in Hobart, 21 degrees. A cloudy day for the capital, 24 in Canberra. Possible morning shower, 21 degrees in Wollongong. A couple of showers about in Sydney, 24. Much the same for Newcastle, 27 in Brisbane, where it'll be partly cloudy for you. Showers with a possible storm, 31 in Cairns. Much the same for Darwin, 30 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.